Will you join me in prayer? Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We are a body. Eyelids and intestines, ribbons of muscle and a beating heart. We are a body. The Apostle Paul tells us this through the church at Corinth, and each of us is a member. When one part suffers, we all suffer. When one part rejoices, we all rejoice. This metaphor of a people group being like a body, this is a common metaphor in Paul's culture. Paul takes the symbolism that's often used to establish the hierarchy of the upper class, of the aristocrats, and then subverts it. Paul lives at a time where socioeconomic hierarchies are considered natural. It's simply who we are. If you're born a slave, your nature is to be a slave. If you're born the wealthy decision makers, well, you were born the head of this body. That's just the way things are. And of course, every part works together. Everyone plays their role. You can't subvert that, or else the social body will suffer and die. At one point, the ancient Roman historian Livy, he describes how a senator uses this exact teaching about social bodies in order to quell a labor strike. Because if laborers don't perform their role in the body, eventually, the whole body will die. Every part will suffer. In Paul's use of this metaphor, the head is not the ruling aristocracy, it's Jesus. And instead of the governing class being the place of honor and control, in this case, the gut was like the place that like really mattered in the ancient world. Instead, we learned that the people who we should honor, who are honored, are the most despised, the lowly and the weak. In Jesus' body, our lives are bound to the weakest and most despised. We can't survive as a body without them. And there's a startling vulnerability to this pronouncement. A startling vulnerability about being a body in the world, because the world is a frightening and deadly place to live. As I read this metaphor throughout the week, I realized that in my heart of hearts, I wanted something else. I want something like this. Did you not know you are the underground bunker of Christ? And each of you a part of this impenetrable steel fortress? Chris, you are the SpaghettiOs of the body of Christ. And Brenda, you are the bottled water. And Jesus is the steel-plated door that keeps out the terrors of this life. That's the metaphor that I want this week. That I'm longing for. Because our country was a horrifying disaster of preventable gun death this month. A white supremacist shooting of Black shoppers in Buffalo, New York, a mass shooting at a Taiwanese church, and this week, a stunning and all too common school shooting. It is hard to be a body. Because bodies get sick. The tiniest organism can infect us with life-altering and ending disease. Skin tears by branches and bullets. And we bleed and we hurt and we die. This week, I want a shield that is more protective than faith. And I want a helmet that stands up better to bullets than salvation. But here we are again, back in this room with no physical weapons, no body armor, no shields. We showed up here again with our fragile bodies, proclaiming that we are porous and vulnerable, that our bodies invite others, that we cannot wall ourselves off from the world. We can't even protect ourselves from the world. Instead, we open ourselves up to all the pain and destruction the world can offer. We don't pull our bodies away because we can't, because we are a body, all of us bound up in a common fate. And when the most vulnerable, the most easily harmed among us are the most significant, the most honored part, we are setting ourselves up for a life of susceptibility, of exposure. This past Sunday, Karen and I went to St. Ambrose Episcopal Church to meet with Reverend Jamon Taylor and their music minister, Christian. And this is the historically Black Episcopal Church in Southeast Raleigh, and they're going to be our partners for this joint choir project that we're doing next year through our grant that we recently won. So we were there to talk details. And at one point, Karen asked a little bit more about the details of how their church ended up in Southeast Raleigh, because we knew some of the details. We knew that this church used to be here, right downtown, before it was rolled, literally rolled with horses and logs down, down, down to Southeast Raleigh. And then Jamon told us why. Jamon told us that St. Ambrose went wherever the Black community went. As the Black community in Raleigh was pushed out by redlining, the church went with them. And friends, it has been a costly decision, because Raleigh intentionally moved Black people to the dumping ground of our city, the lowest point where all of the water in our city flows. Father Taylor's church frequently floods because of real estate projects and carry, because of the new Downtown South project. That flooding will only get worse. Their building and their ministry will become more and more vulnerable. But that's what it means to be a body. You go with your people. You move yourself towards harm because they are you. Your life is bound up in their life. There is no separating you. And if all of this sounds familiar, it may be because this is the story of Jesus. Jesus comes to earth because Jesus refuses to be God without us. And then Jesus is killed because Jesus draws near to us. God puts God's life and lot with us. And this is what happens when you are perfect love in a violent world, when you make yourself vulnerable. Jesus dies on the cross, and he bids us to carry our cross too. This Sunday also happens to be the last Sunday of Easter, and this week we marked the Ascension. And it felt like an especially good week to remind ourselves of what this resurrected body business is all about. If we think that we're finally through the bad part, that living out the good news of Easter means nothing bad will happen to us ever again, well, I think we have empirical evidence that this is not the case. It would be pretty silly to go around claiming this to people, because of course we see a different reality every single day. Instead, we make this absurd claim. We say that the power of God looks like weakness. We worship a God who does not demand or coerce. We worship a God who doesn't pick people at random or create tests we have to pass. We worship a God who doesn't come with warships or nuclear threats. In Jesus, God enters into life as a person, an animal, a creature. And all that he has brought with him, the only thing he has brought, is love. Jesus says, I'll put my body next to yours, even though it will kill me. The irony is, we know from reading the Bible that this love is actually powerful. Love, it turns out, is the most powerful thing of all. Coercion, demands, tests, violence, threats, those are absent of love. Only a body can love. And then Jesus leaves. Jesus promises us that in this leaving, we are given a Holy Spirit who will make us a body, who will help us to be Jesus' body in the world. You are a body. We are a body. We are the body of Jesus. Beloved church, you are the body of Christ. Each of you is a vital piece of this body. And that's why it feels very strange to be leaving you, like the spleen of the body of Christ, going off for a few months here. I recognize the necessity of that, and I am so grateful that our church offers pastors sabbaticals, because the spleen of the body of Christ is a little tired right now. But I also know how fragile we are because we've chosen this life together, a vulnerable life. We've come here with only our bodies, with only our love. You've promised yourself to this vulnerable life. That feels a little scary. But we also know that this is where love happens. It's the precondition for love. Love that can only spark to life when we make ourselves open to the suffering of others, when we become porous to the world, and when we lay down our weapons. May it be so for us. In our being together, in our being apart, and in our gathering together again. God's peace be upon you, Raleigh Mennonite, as you are, and we are, the body of Jesus. Amen.